KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 16 degrees. We do look for continued partly cloudy skies today with a high of 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the check of area and state news. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education approved resignations and new hire contracts during their meeting Wednesday evening. In addition to our previously reported resignations of Andrea Riley, Julie Burge, and the board approved the resignation of Jeremy Blake, assistant JV volleyball coach. They also approved hiring contracts for Dawn Russell, assistant head cook at Schuler Elementary, Riley Hayes, Washington Elementary clerical para, along with industrial tech teachers Ryan Messerschmidt and Dexter Dodson. Superintendent Steve Barber said the addition of two industrial tech teachers is remarkable, considering how hard it is to find qualified instructors in light of an abundance of teacher shortages.
And we experienced that last spring. We had a late resignation in our industrial techs position, and obviously we worked hard with business partners last year, and part of our STEM grant was to build partnerships between the school and create a construction trades program. Mr. Warren right now is we're teaching a drafting and a woods class. Long story short, I'm recommending that we hire two industrial tech people, just because we went through the interview process. We have two highly qualified individuals, and part of that STEM grant, the second year of the implementation of construction trades, was to hire some more people anyway to be able to take that second cohort out into the community to build houses and such. So we're a year ahead. These guys have some great skills that are really going to help us put this program together.
The Atlantic School Board discussed proposed changes as well to the athletic facilities plan. Superintendent Barber said the changes do not represent an increase or decrease in the $9.5 million price of the projects. In fact, he said it's a wash when some aspects were scaled back or removed and others were added. Barber said some of the proposed changes deal with the traffic flow in front of the Schuler Elementary School.
It was a consensus of the facility committee and the experts from the community and law that were in there, that, you know, if we put a road in there, we might fix the congestion up at Washington, but we might move the problem down to the middle school parking lot. So it was agreed upon in amongst the facility committee and those people present that making this proposed change would then alleviate all buses from up there on 14th and the drop-off area, and creating two or three lanes of drop-off traffic, we'll be able to get the flow of those cars quicker, and then putting the parking lot with a separate entrance into that parking lot will allow our teachers to get in there as well.
And the parking lot would have anywhere from 66 to 74 stalls, depending on who you talk to. The board discussed making East 14th Street one way in front of the school so as to not cause more traffic problems.
The other thing that we looked at was to rethink by adding soccer down to the Trojan Bowl. We were going to add traffic to the afternoon, so there were some changes made that we would do some improvements up at the high school track, move our tennis up there as well at the high school, and then put turf up there, and then we'd still have the Trojan Bowl, would still be Friday Night Lights. We wouldn't put the team building on at the Trojan Bowl because that was designed to accommodate a soccer team, to accommodate a football team and such.
With regard to the Atlantic School District special election set for April 2nd on the bond referendum, it was previously indicated the polls would be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. However, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman decided the polls will instead be open from noon until 8 p.m. on that day, with early voting allowed at the auditor's office beginning at 8 a.m. April 2nd, and two sites are being considered for voting locations. They include the Atlantic Public Library and the Heritage House. Elsewhere in area news, the Creston Police Department reports one arrest occurred Wednesday afternoon. 24-year-old Jordan Beardsley of Creston was arrested in the 100 block of East Adams Street on a charge of driving while suspended. Beardsley was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $300 bond. Officials at the Page County Sheriff's Office Wednesday said a woman was arrested at around 11:30 a.m. last Friday following the theft of a vehicle. Jasmine Jade Wilcoxon of Clarinda was arrested soon after a Page County Sheriff's Office received a call of a suspicious person and vehicle parked in a residential drive northwest of Clarinda. Personnel from the Sheriff's Office arrived and made contact with the woman, later identified as Wilcoxon. During the investigation, Wilcoxon admitted she'd stolen the vehicle from an apartment complex in Clarinda and was on the way to a residence in the Tabor area, but stopped at a residence where she and the vehicle were found. Wilcoxon and the resident of the driveway had never met before. Wilcoxon was taken into custody and transported to the Page County Jail, where she was being held on a $5,000 cash-only bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that a man found slumped over his steering wheel in Oakland was arrested for OWI third or subsequent offense and driving while barred Tuesday afternoon. 28-year-old Jan Paluchek of Oakland was taken into custody just before 3 p.m. Tuesday in the area of Oakland Avenue and North High Street and booked into the Pott County Jail. And 21-year-old Nicole Page Myers of Oakland was arrested on drug charges at around 3:50 a.m. Wednesday following a traffic stop. Myers was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, that being a pill bottle with 12.3 grams of marijuana, unlawful possession of prescription drugs for three alprazolam pills and one morphine sulfate pill, and possession of drug paraphernalia for having two glass pipes. Tuesday morning, a man being held in the Pott County Jail on burglary and theft charges was presented with a warrant out of Nebraska for being a fugitive from justice. 26-year-old Jesse L.D. Smith of Omaha was read the warrant and returned to his cell in the custody of corrections staff. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports this morning 38-year-old Clinton Johnson of Athelstan was arrested Wednesday in Athelstan on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Johnson was being held in the Taylor County Jail without bond. Officials at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with Detter Motor Company in Atlantic, announced yesterday the recipient of the 2018 Athena Award. Dr. Elaine Berry, provider of the Cass County Health System, was recently presented with a prestigious award that is given to leaders, both women and men, across the professional sector. The Athena Leadership Award was developed through a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and identifies eight distinct attributes that are reflective of women's contributions to leadership, those being living authentically, learning constantly, advocating fiercely, acting courageously, fostering collaboration, building relationships, giving back, and celebrating those relationships. Atlantic is one of the few communities in Iowa with an active Athena leadership group, with 17 women currently making up the group. Dr. Berry, it was noted, spent her entire professional career mentoring young people interested in the medical field. In addition to her formal mentoring, Dr. Berry has impacted young people, particularly young women, she encounters every day. Over 7,000 recipients around the world have been honored with the Athena Leadership Award since the program launched in 1982. The nominees must meet three criteria, and that include demonstrating excellence, creativity, and initiative in their business or profession, providing valuable service to improve the quality of life for others in their community, and actively assisting women in achieving their full leadership potential. Well, the severe weather season may seem to be far off when we're still in the grips of winter, but the National Weather Service is setting up programs around the state to provide interested persons and those who need a refresher course with storm spotter training. The Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency reports storm spotter training will take place March 20th from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Menlo Community Building in Menlo. Instructors from the National Weather Service will be on hand to provide you with information on how to identify potential and actual severe weather events. Previously, we told you that a storm spotter course will be held February 25th at 7 p.m. in the courtroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. All of the training sessions are open to the public. There's no appointments or reservations needed, and they're free of charge. Well, the weather across the region lately has been warmer and wetter than normal, and it has the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers shifting gears to anticipate higher water on the Missouri River. John Remus, chief of the Corps' Missouri River Basin Water Management Division, says they're preparing for the season ahead.
Flood risk management remains our primary consideration as we move into 2019. Runoff of Osage City in 2018 was approximately 167% of average, and floodwater stored in the annual flood control zones of the reservoirs is being evacuated in preparation for the 2019 runoff season.
And while the Corps is dedicated to preventing flooding, Remus said the results of Mother Nature's actions often can't be controlled.
It is important to understand that floods can and will occur regardless of basin or system conditions, including ice-induced flooding during the winter and flooding due to spring and summer thunderstorms, particularly along the lower Missouri River.
And Corps meteorologist Chuck McWilliams from the Hydrologic Engineering Branch in Omaha says the weather conditions at this early stage of winter are atypical.
bottom line, as anyone can attest to, it's been outside anywhere in the Missouri River Basin. It's been a very mild last several weeks. Temperatures well above average. And so in many cases, when there has been precipitation, particularly in the lower part of the basin, we've been looking at rainfall as opposed to snow. And in some of those places where they have seen snow, it hasn't persisted very long.
Releases of water from Gabbins Point Dam are being raised this week to 24,000 cubic feet per second. The average flow is between 12 and 17,000 CFS. REMA said the higher releases will provide additional hydropower generation during the winter, which is one of the peak power demand periods. They'll also benefit municipal and industrial water intakes below Gabbins Point, which can be impacted by low water levels when there's a lot of ice. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.